Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you from the Broken Tree Ranch in Shingle Springs, California, you are listening to Ghostwriter Paranormal Radio in Studio B, live on blogtalkradio.com.
Here in Studio B, and it's a nice warm cabin up here in the Sierra Nevada range. I am your host, John Almada. Yeah, it's cold out, lots going on. I was going to do the show yesterday on normal schedule, but with the events that happened in Connecticut, it was something else. I just couldn't see doing a show that with that much stuff going on. It was just absolutely awful what happened to those children and those six teachers. Some very brave women there that stood up and fought to protect those children. And so I wanted to take a moment and recognize that and ask everyone, before we really get going in the show, to take a moment. And I'm going to read off the names of all of those who passed. So we'll start here. Charlotte Bacon, Daniel Barden, Rachel DeVino, Oliva Engel, Josephine Gay, Anna Marquez Green, Dylan Hockley, Don Hotspring, Madeline F. Sue, Catherine V. Hubbard, Chase Kowalski, Jesse Lewis, James Mattioli, Grace McDonald, Anne Marie Murphy, Emily Parker, Jack Pinto, Noah Ponzer, Carolyn Pruvitti, Jessica Rakos, Aviel Richman, Lauren Rosu, Mary Sherlock, Victoria Soto, Benjamin Wheeler, Allison M. Wyatt. And so just take a moment, everyone, to think about the folks who passed in that. It just was awful. And I don't know what gets into people's minds, you know, when they do a thing like this. But, you know, Nancy and I were talking just before, you know, the show started. And the common theme with all of these events of the last several years, you know, has been these people are all mentally off. And they're not in full, you know, control of themselves. And the young man who did this was evidently had autism and had something else quite wrong with him. So he also is a victim of what? This.
Oh,
and
sorry.
So he's, you know, he's also, you know, gone and passed, and he took his mother with him. So no one came out of this, you know, doing well. And what's, you know, the other ones that have passed, I mean, we deal so often in this show with people who've gone on to the other side. And, you know, it's like my father this year when he passed, you know, I felt bad for his physical being gone, but they live, they go on, you know, they're just without the body they had. The real problem is for the people who are left behind, and they have to process all of this. And so it's going to be a really rough Christmas for these folks, you know, so I hope that everybody reaches out to them, prays for them, you know, prayer is a beautiful thing, and it'll help a lot of folks. It certainly worked for, you know, when I've needed it in my life, you know, when I've asked for help from God and for the people who prayed for me. So, you know, take a moment tonight and say prayers for all those folks and just those names that I read off. So that said, as you know, I have been off the air for a while. I, along with my mother, both, we ended up with a really bad virus that hit us. And I was just recovering from that and ended up catching the flu last week. So I was off work for almost 4 days, and I just started feeling halfway decent. And what was funny was today I was all excited about getting things going for Christmas. So I went out and I got some plumbing supplies, and I fixed the sink in the kitchen, and was merrily going on my way, and I hung the Christmas lights. And looks like Nancy. Did Nancy kick off there? Raise your hand, Nancy, because I can't see which number you're coming from. Because I don't know which number you're in. Anyway, I'll watch for Nancy to get back in here. But the thing was, is I was hanging the Christmas lights, and I went up to the front steps and was pulling some of the lights over to put them up. And I took a wrong step, and I ended up tripping over my own feet. I literally got caught on the carpet on the front step and tipped over, and I started falling, and it was a 3-foot drop. And so I ended up having to kick off, literally like almost like a dive, and I landed on my hand and my left arm and my left chest, and then I hit my knee really bad, and I thought I broke my knee. So I was laying there, and my mother hears me but doesn't get up to check me. And so I'm just sitting there, laying there going, oh. And I got to tell you, there's that exquisite moment with pain that is just, you're laying there and you're looking at the concrete and you're marveling at the exquisite detail in the concrete. It's quite an interesting thing, you know, in between the gasping moans of pain. So, and I'm still looking for Nancy here. I don't know which number she is, so I'm just going to try one at a time. Nancy, are you there? Let me see. Is that you? Nope. I'm going to mute that one. Let's try this one. Nancy,
Hello.
Is that you?
She's Hello.
Back. We got her back. You dropped.
I was lost.
Everybody, this is Nancy, my co-host. Nancy, hi. Mom. Oh, so, yeah, it was, I actually laid there for 5 minutes, and I stuck my knee on the, because I thought, I really thought I broke it. And so I'm sitting there, I put my knee up against the side of the pillar, the front pillar, because we have a Spanish-style house. So I put my knee on that, and I used the cold on the side of the house to make my knee better. And finally, I get up, and I'm just going, oh, this really hurts, you know. So, I mean, I am here. I am not going to do mediumship tonight. My guides are in full agreement that I'm in no shape to do readings tonight. So we are just going to have a fun show tonight, and we're going to kind of just get in there. And I encourage my good friends to call in, and I'm also going to be open for questions and answers about anything paranormal or anything to do with, you know, things that are mediumship related and questions about mediumship, you know, family stories about anything holiday related or, you know, just whatever's on your mind, call in. You know, we've already got some out there. So I know some of you are wanting readings tonight. And if you just want to kind of change your approach a little, bear with me. I will be reading next week. So I will be on the air. I think is next Friday the end of the world? Let me check.
No.
Okay. Yeah, it is the 21st.
No, it's, not in my world. It's not the end of my world.
You know what I'm saying. It's the end of the Mayan calendar. So I am going to do my show on. I am going to do my special show on that day. We'll be doing readings, and we'll be talking about the Mayan, the end of the Mayan calendar, and what that all means. So I will be ready to read, and I'm going to do a show tomorrow too with Scott Wise and GASP Paranormal Team. So we'll be doing that show tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. But yeah, I mean it's been just a really weird month here. strange energies about, you know, and strange dreams going on. I don't know if all of you are having odd dreams with all of this end of the world talk. So, you know, if you've got something you want to talk about on the Mayan calendar, too, this is a great time to call in. I've done a lot of research on this, so I know a lot about it. And, you know, Nancy, too, is an expert in this area.
I am.
Yeah. You're supposed to say yes, right?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
There you go.
But I want to say one thing. The Mayan calendar is urine calendar. It's not Mayan calendar.
Okay. A urine calendar. I've never heard of such a thing. Do you keep all the little pee bottles or
No, a different urine.
Oh, okay.
You're in. Okay. I just want to say something, share with people something that happened to me. It was like last weekend. I was so incredibly dizzy, and it came and it went. Now I know about the vertigo, but it just seemed like it wasn't the vertigo. It felt like somebody was pushing me. Something was pushing me. Mm-hmm. And I called my friend Renee and I said, "Hey, have you been feeling anything strange lately?" She goes, "Oh, all the time, you know." And she goes, "Why, what's happening to you?" And I told her and I said, "I'm just being pushed." And she says, "Well, we're getting close." But I just kind of wondered if anybody else had anything like that going on. Have you felt anything like that? Or maybe that's what you felt today, John, when you went flying off the porch or whatever.
Well, no, I mean, the things that have been going on for us, my mother, for example, is very earthquake sensitive. And we had a magnitude 6.3 that was 200 miles off the California coast, mm-hmm. down by San Diego. And it was actually a little more closer to Mexico, but, you know, close enough that some people in California felt it. And my mother, just prior to that, and I remember this. I mean, she says, "I feel so strange right now." And I looked at her and said, "What do you mean?" She goes, "I've got that underwater feeling." And she goes, "You know, if I didn't know any better, I'd say there's an earthquake someplace." And then all of a sudden I look and, you know, and sure enough, we've had a major earthquake, you know, just a few hundred miles from us. So she kind of laughed, and I looked at her and went, "Wow, that's pretty good," you know. Also, strange dream. I asked. I haven't seen a lot of my father lately. Usually, he's making a lot more presence than normal, than he was in the last month. And so I walked up to his ashes the other day, and I says, "Pop, I really kind of need a sign. Are you doing okay? You know, I just appreciate whatever you can do." So about two nights later, I get this. I have this dream, and I'm chasing a ghost. I'm actually on an investigation, and I go out, and I'm in an unknown building. It's just dark, and there's walls everywhere. It looks like your typical standard haunted asylum type place. And I see this guy, and he's kind of familiar to me, you know. And he's a ghost, and I chase him, and he runs through the wall, and I stop, and I'm like, "I can't go through that wall." And I call out, and I go, "Hey, wait a minute." And so he comes back. He actually stops inside the wall. Then he twists around, and his head and shoulders stick back out. And he's turned and looking at me. And he says, "I've got a message for you." And I go, "What's that?" And he goes, "Tell Eileen Thomas I said hi." And then he goes back into the wall. And I'm sitting there looking at, you know, and I wake up to this. So I thought, I'm going to remember this. And, and it was so strange. And I kind of forgot to mention it to my mother. I thought, you know, maybe this is for her. You know, I don't know who this person is. I've never met an Eileen Thomas in my life. And so he, you know, I forgot about it for a day. And then we had just had dinner, and I go, it suddenly occurred to me. It's like, oh yeah, I got to tell her. So I said, "Mom, get this," you know, and I said, "Here's everything I did." And I says, "I think this might have been Dad, but I don't know if this is a message or what, but here's what happened." And I said the name, you know, the whole thing. And she turned bleach white almost. It was like the reaction was just unreal. She goes, "You do realize that was your father's secretary." when he was working. And I go, you got to be kidding me. And it was like the best thing. I mean, it was like, if you wanted to get a message across, my father was a bit of a smart aleck in life. So I know that was a message from him. And he picked something that only my mother would recognize so that he could get it to me that, you know, that he's doing okay. So I just thought that was worth sharing. I mean, absolutely insane. You know, I mean, can you imagine that? You know, you get a name like that, and it's, at first I thought it's too common. It's not, you know, it's, you know, you could match that to anything, and then it turns out it's my father's secretary, which I didn't. I might have known the name years ago, but no, you know that. You know, it's been 25 years since 30 years since he worked, you know, my God. So anyway, yeah, strange things going on. A lot of people are reacting weird. You know, say, I don't know if the next couple of weeks are going to get even weirder with the Mayan thing and people kind of getting antsy about what's going to happen. And I think with the Mayan calendar ending, I just think it's going to be the beginning of some new shifts in humanity. I mean, we're doing things we've never done as a race before. We're becoming more global for sure. People are connected like they've never been connected before. If you want to call it the start of the age of Aquarius, that's what it is. And I don't think there's going to be destruction worldwide, although I think it's going to be a hell of an interesting event with the galactic lineup, which the Mayans recognize. That's what they timed this calendar to. So who knows what's going to happen, but my vote is, you know, we're going to wake up December 22nd, you know, and still be here. So,
I
agree. I'm going to be glad for that. Yeah, I just think it's going to be the beginning of some interesting things. I do think that there will be some events that occur because of it, and the Mayan were pretty connected. You know, it's funny that if you take a look at all the civilizations that have been on this planet in the past, we are not the first technological society that's been here. You know, for example, the Indians, and not American Indians, I'm talking Indians in India, have legends of, you know, their people who flew long before we ever had the airplane, and they had workable designs for aircraft. So do the South Americans. South Americans have workable aircraft designs that we find in their temples. So it's obvious that there were these things going on way before we ever came along. And the legends of Atlantis, I think there's quite a grain of truth, if not more than a grain, that this civilization existed before and destroyed itself. And, you know, here we are. We're the latest incarnation. And they call this the fifth age. You know, we're the fifth age, fifth time this has happened. So I think there's quite a bit there. I do see Inlight. Yeah, I see that. Hi, Michael. Good to see you. And I'm going to read off, we kind of got, you know, I'm a little out of practice with my shows, my God. I'll just say who is all here. Bright is here, my dear friend, and she is in Montana. Hello, my dear. And she's got a new wheelchair, I think, by now. So is that, no?
No.
No. Maybe that's not the right one. You know what?
No,
oh,
you're
she's
thinking
a,
about
she's
Bree.
A different, I'm thinking about Bree. I'm sorry. Never mind. Big hug. Okay. Hello. Castle 407. I told you I've been off a while. Kathy's distant echo. My dear Kathy. Hello, dear.
Kathy.
Good to see you. Debbie Wells, my dear, dear friend out in Roseville, out there in the depths and the wilds of California. Hello, my friend. Florida Christie is here. We got Gabriel. We got guest 16421 and 166636. You are all from France. Good to see you. In Light End, Karen Kinsell. Hello, Karen. I'm sorry about what happened on Facebook, Karen. You are welcome on my wall anytime. It got out of control on my wall. We had some slightly political things being said, and I'm discouraging that at this time. You know, politics just is a bunch of BS. You know what I mean? Psychic of Light, and my good buddy Tim Zuhl is here. So, and the lurkers out there, of course, who are not around. So good to see you all. I'm going to go ahead and start taking calls. Again, no mediumship, no psychic readings tonight. I've taken a beating in the last 3 weeks, and I'm just recovering. So I will answer questions about mediumship, end of the world questions, you know, UFOs, spirits, ghosts, you name it. And, you know, or or, you know, whatever you come up with. So with that said, we're going to take it. Here's the list of callers in order. 727, and these are area codes. 661. Oh, wait a minute. I already got you on here. You're out of order, my dear.
Who, me?
You're the 661 person. You're already
I'm
on,
always out
like,
of order.
Yeah. Okay, so 727-602. We got an 814 and a 727, another 727. So we're going to take the first 727 caller. And here you are. Welcome to Soulstream 727. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, is this me? You got me on
the
line?
That's you. You're the one.
All right. Hi, my name's Tony.
Hi, Tony.
You know, you were talking about dreams and people having strange dreams. I've been having some really, really messed up dreams lately, and that's why I called in. And I was just interested in talking about that.
Okay, yeah.
And,
tell us about that.
Well, in my dreams, and it's a recurring thing now, I'm in front of a well, and a being of blackness pops up out of the well and is pulling me in. It's pulling me into the well, into like the dark. It's just this horrible feeling of darkness and despair that it's pulling me into. And, you know, I don't know what any of that means.
Now, in paranormal work, there's from just my own experience and, you know, a lot of reading on the topic and seeing it actually in person, too. Water energy with regard to wells does draw paranormal activity. And there's some interesting theories about water and those kinds of things. And so despite the fact that you think it's a dream, and it very well may be just a dream, but the sense I get of this is that there's a little more to it. Is the property you're on kind of an older property?
Not to my knowledge. I believe this house was built in the 80s. It's in a suburban area. I don't think it has much history.
All right. I'm going to just take a guess is that there was at one time in that vicinity, probably some sort of, you know, just my gut instinct is telling me that this is, you're actually picking up on something that's in the area. And, you know, if you're in you're suburban, then it's definitely part of a city, you know, or a suburban kind of housing, like housing development.
Yeah.
Right?
Could it be the land? Could it be something attached to the land?
That's what I'm thinking, because what we've seen repeatedly is that there can be negative things that live down in these old, you know, wells. And often they come up through, you know, if you see some of the Ghost Adventures, there was a Ghost Adventures episode that had one of these things going on. Plenty of paranormal shows have shown it. I've run into cases where we've seen stuff like this. And it's basically, kind of a portal for these things to come mm-hmm. through. And what was that? So, you know, bottom line is that there are negative energies that do live down below, believe it or not. My grandfather used to be a miner, you know, and one of the things that he always talked about was there was things that he, you know, sensed down in the mines when he was a gold miner that were very dark energies. And, you know, and he had the same gift, you know, that we have. And he lived by his wits. And he saw some things, and he didn't like to talk about them. So my sense of it is that your dream is that you're actually picking up psychically on something that is in the area. The other thing is if it's just a symbol in a dream, you know, those dark energies are going to be insecurities. They're going to be fears. you know, that are cropping up, and there's something, you know, maybe going on in your life that is kind of causing that. Attached to water, that's more in the psychic realm too, you know, so intuitive psychic stuff. And when it comes to guys, you know, and intuition, you know, it's a little bit, guys don't like to talk about that stuff. So they kind of put that in. There are some strange things going on the show tonight, but there's some strange energies that, you know, when men do that, they kind of push it down and it shows up in the subconscious, and the subconscious will be heard. So it's one of those two things. I wish I could be more psychic about it tonight, but I'm just not, you know, not there, because I'm kind of beat up from the week I've had. But, I, you know, if I had to lean one way or another, I'm going to lean that you're actually picking up on something that was in the area historically, and there's definitely something there. What do you do about it? If it continues going on, you definitely get a paranormal team in and research the history of the land in that area and see if there is something going on. Just keep an eye on it. That's what I'd say. I wouldn't give it any more credence other than if it continues to happen. You know, so just take it, you know, take it from there.
All right. Well, thank you. You know, hopefully, you know, the nigger's not trying to overtake me.
Yeah. Interesting. Troll.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had that sense of it towards the end, because all those things that were going on. It's probably it was a good one. Mm-hmm. He had a good time at our expense, but still, you know, those kinds of things actually do happen, you know, with wells and water and things like that. And he probably lives down in one of those wells.
Probably.
All right. So now, Nancy, you're all fixed up. 602. We're going to bring 602 on. 602, you're on Soul Stream. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, it's Colleen, Psychic of Light.
Hi, Colleen.
Hi, Colleen.
Hey. Good to see you guys back here again.
Good to be back. It's good to be back. It's been just a damned eventful year, from, you know, all the stuff that happened with Dad, and then, you know, all these operations and things going on. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I tried to do a Superman flight today, and that didn't work out too well, so.
I was laughing as that sounds like, you know, something I would do.
Oh, man. I mean, that hurt so bad when I was laying there going, oh, no.
And then you check, okay, does everything move? Okay, that moves. The foot moves. Okay, well.
Yeah, it was definitely a progression, and I'm laying there going, how the hell did I do that? I was feeling rather kind of embarrassed, and I'm thinking, glad nobody's seen me down here, you know. Oh, God. And then I realized, you know, if my mother finds me like that, she's going to be completely, she's going to go completely space cadet on me, so I don't dare yell out. You know, I'm glad she didn't get up to check me, because I'm laying there going, oh, God. So, oh, no, this is not good. So, hey, what brings you to my my neck of the woods, my friend?
Oh, well, a couple of things. First of all, I figured I'd stay up and see what's going on, because in like 2 minutes, it's my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Ooh, happy birthday.
Everybody say happy birthday.
Why I'm still counting, and it's like, well, because I can't believe I lived this long.
Well, just remember, on Mars, you're half the age you are here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
you know,
make me about 26, I guess.
Yeah, I'd be about the same age. I'd be 20, you know, 26 and a half, and it would be just wonderful to stay there. I just wish I felt like I was in my 20s.
About the dreams and stuff. I was just gonna, like, you know, hang out and listen and see what's going on, but you started talking about the dreams, and I've had some pretty wild dreams all my life, you know, kind of feature film, epic, technicolor kind of dreams, right?
Yeah.
But the one I had Friday morning just threw me for a loop, and so if you want to hear about that.
I would like to hear that.
Okay, well, Friday, right when I wake up, I usually go over my dreams, and right before I woke up, I was having a dream where I took my mom to get her blood test at the hospital, and there was like some kind of commotion there, but we finally got her back and they took her blood. And then there was a whole group of, looked like maybe 7-8-year-old kids in a line that were all getting their blood worked on. And then after they got that done, they all walked down the hall in a single file and then out the door and then down this path behind the building. And then they went down these stone steps into, like, this really beautiful, gorgeous garden. And they were all very happy. But over on the right, I saw, like, three doctors or nurses all having the news conference. So as I'm waking up, I hear, "Don't forget the children." And the other message I had gotten right before that part of the dream was, put pencil to paper. Okay. So when I get up, I check my email, and the first thing I get is somebody that I'm teaching a little beginner spirit communication. She's like, "Oh my God, I got something, and I actually drew something, and I can't draw, and I don't know how to draw, but I had to draw this thing." And she sent me a picture that looked so much like the very first spirit drawing that I did. You know, so I was like totally blown away by that. And then I get the news about the shooting that happened. Now, my dreams are weird, but I've never had it like that. You know, where it like totally seeps in with something that was actually currently happening.
Yeah, that's, and can you guys hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Yeah, by the way, we're getting a fun night with trolls. Who's the one who's the one in there that I need to take out there? Is it Elmar?
No.
The hacked one?
No, Elmar's a good person.
Okay, I'm just looking for I got a feeling I know some who might be behind all of this. Is it the hacked one? Okay. And we'll, I've got that name down to tell Blog Talk, because I'll call
The
Hacked. Okay, I got that name down. Plus, I have the phone number of the other guy. So they're going to be I'll be talking to John Sweet. I'm not going to overreact, but I'm also just going to just say, okay, I'm keeping the list. And you guys decide how you want to do it. So, with regard to this, I mean, so you feel it was like a connection to what happened with this whole event, you know?
Or as it was happening,
I caught part of...
So the part that I feel like I connected to was helping all the children... pass on, that I saw them afterwards as they went to the other side.
Yeah, I feel like a thing like this has waves that come ahead of time, and a lot of, you know, sensitives pick this stuff up. And, it, you know, it's funny because I feel like that particular building will have an imprint left, you know, and I'm hoping that what they do is they basically tear down those classrooms where that happened and break that up. And they should bring in very different spiritual traditions, you know, and, you know, basically do all kinds of blessings on that ground and then make a memorial out of it. You know, when these things have happened in the past, that's sort of been the practice. But what I feel like is those children crossed, you know, and they were immediately taken. They're not wandering around confused. I think that, there was plenty of angelic, you know, good energies there to help.
I think that's exactly what I was seeing, was them traveling, you know, through the tunnel. You know, it was a hallway and then, you know, out to a very beautiful place. that they were all, you know, guiding to the other side, and they're all fine. I mean, you know, I'm a medium also, so I very much believe that.
Yeah, what's funny was, just like you, oops, my computer's trying to do some crazy things right now. Postpone. Thank you. One of the things that, and Nancy can vouch for this, Nancy, remember when I came up with that whole thing with Sandy?
Sandy.
Remember the whole Sandy thing I was picking up on in October?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one of the things that came up in that is it was in early October. I was meditating pre-show, and I'm getting the name Sandy yelled at me. Just guides are screaming, Sandy, Sandy, Sandy.
Yep.
And I brought it up on the show, and I couldn't figure out what to do with the Sandy, and I finally realized it had something to do with the ocean and beaches.
Right.
And then Hurricane Sandy hit. You know, Superstorm Sandy hit, you know, New York and just wiped out everything there. And I asked later, I said, well, that was that, you know, and my guy said, this is not done yet. There's
yeah,
no more Sandy.
Yes.
Oh, Sandy. They just said that was Sandy Hook Elementary. It was also Sandy.
That's exactly it. I mean, I said, what do you mean more Sandys? And they said, there's more coming. And every time I turned around for the last 2 months, I've had nothing but I've run into people named Sandy. I've had, you know, on the shows before I got sick, I was having callers named Sandy. Then this hit, and I thought, oh, it's okay. That's what they meant. This is this other Sandy thing. And then I asked again, and I said, this is it, right? And they went, no, there's one more. And I go, oh, no. You know, so I'm hoping this next one is something good, please. You know, no more bad jujus. You know?
Can we have a good Sandy, maybe?
Yeah, let's have a good Sandy thing, for God's sakes. I mean, this is the rest of this sucks. So I'm hoping that the next Sandy thing is a good Sandy thing. But, you know, mediums pick up this stuff. This is it seems like that these events announce themselves. And for those of us that, you know, pay attention, I guess is the word. You know, we open ourselves up for this. And I learned early on not to internalize it like, oh, I'm guilty. I could have done something. There was no doing anything about these things. It's just that we're being prepositioned that we know that something is about to happen and we need to be ready for it. And I remember years and years ago, I was a very young man. I was actually plotting a space shuttle turbopump. I was a brand new computer operator, and I was working with an engineer, and we were bidding on the space shuttle main turbopump. And that's what mixes the liquid oxygen and hydrogen in the main engines on the shuttle. So I was plotting this thing, and all of a sudden I got this strange feeling, and this was 3 days before Challenger blew up.
Oh, wow.
And I look at this guy, and I said, what would happen if this thing broke? And he goes, what do you mean? I said, you know, in flight, you know, if you had one of these, there's three different twisted vanes inside this thing, and it spins at about, 20,000 RPM as it's mixing the fuel. And I said, what happens if it breaks? And he says, loss of vehicle, complete loss of the vehicle. And I went, oh, my God, let's hope that never happens. Well, and I had a strange image in my head of that looked like remarkably similar to what the actual event was 3 days later when Challenger blew up. And the night before, I had a really odd feeling like something's not right, and I couldn't place it. And it was on the way into work the next morning. I started my car, and I was warming it up. It was cold. And I got the radio on, and the announcer's talking about they're getting ready pre-flight for Challenger's next launch. And I'm listening, and the announcer says, the astronauts are saying it's cold as a tomb inside. And I got the chills. Mm. And so I turned off the radio. I just drove into work and didn't listen to anything. I was just, you know, and I traveled by Folsom Lake on the way to, you know, the back way to work. I get there, open the door, walk in, everybody's crying. And I'm going, what's going on? And they pull me over to the radios, and then I start hearing what's just happened. And, you know, none of us, you know, we'd actually met these astronauts. I mean, this is how it was, you know, so I mean, you know, you take it really personal. We were all just bawling like babies. I mean, it was just awful. And I didn't know what to do with that then. You know, it was really tough to handle that energy. You know, I mean, and I actually went to see clergy over it. And I said, why did I know this stuff ahead of time? Why were these things happening? And the priest I talked to was pretty enlightened, and he said, hey, you know, some people know these things ahead of time. It's not yours to take in. You just need to accept that sometimes you see these things ahead of time, and some people do that. And it's not a curse. It's not this or not that. Accept it for what it is, and you're there to help people through it. And I took it from that.
I wonder sometimes about how much of that is because on the other side, time is fluid, and sometimes we see things ahead of time, or we see things from long ago.
I don't know. You know, I have found just in the work I've done on this stuff and the research I've done that there does seem to be a survival benefit for having this ability to predict things. Even if we get a slight announcement ahead of time, it puts us on guard. And have you? And I'll ask you in the chat room, and let's see how many agree. How many of you have been in a position you're about to, you're just sitting at your desk or you're in your house, and suddenly you get that little kind of sense that the phone's about to ring, you know, and then it rings, and you get that, you kind of get that, and then immediately as soon as it rings, you go, oh, I just predicted that. That's a little micro example of that all human beings have being able to predict, you know, predict the future. It announces itself for most people, you know, a second or two ahead of time. And there's actually laboratory evidence to prove this, that this works. So, you know, but for mediums, you know, we're like, you know, we're the folks who sit there and we're in contact with the other side, and we're developed in that way a little bit more in some way. And I'm not saying that we're special, but what I'm saying is we've done this work a long time. And so, and some of us are born with this a little more than other folks, and other folks can develop it. But what I'm saying is we can pick this stuff up weeks ahead of time and, you know, or days. And suddenly you're like, oh, this, you know, there's something here. And so we get, you know, that's the kind of world we live in. We pick these big bumps up and we're like, oh, that's what that was. Are we any better equipped to say, you know, that on this day at this second, this is going to happen? No, we're not. But what, you know, what we are able to do is we're able to, you know, boost our awareness to say, oh, I better mark that because that's something. It's like what happened with Sandy, the whole Sandy thing. I recognized that there was something unique going on there, and I made a point to document it, and sure enough, by God, it turned out. You know, so what you're doing, you know, psychic with this whole thing of documenting this stuff is a really good deal, you know,
because you
picked up on it ahead of time. Now, you know, so the sense that was, though, that you felt like you were there helping cross them, though.
Right, because I was still asleep.
Yeah. I mean, my God. Yeah, I was kind of surprised. I mean, because I was going to work the other morning when that happened, and I heard school shooting, and I was just getting out the door, and they said, oh, there's one shot. And I thought, yeah, that doesn't make sense. I think there's going to be a lot more. And got to work, worked through the rest of the day, and just happened to catch the news, and I about fell out of my pants. I mean, I couldn't believe it. 26, 27 people dead, and oh Lord, you know. So all I can say is dreams are, you know, dreams just, you know,
I found it very odd because I have the, you know, the intuition when I'm awake, but usually, you know, I'm very selfish in my dreams. And I dream about stuff I want to know about, you know what I mean? So, I don't know. It just really took me aback, this one. I don't know.
I think that with the whole end of this fourth age that we're in, with, you know, December 21st coming up, all of the crazy energy that's going on with humanity right now, you know, we're all on heightened sense of that something big's about to happen. Whatever that something big is, I feel like there's going to be some more negative stuff coming, but, and just be ready for it. For example, I mean, if you want a prediction, although it's a fairly informed prediction, you know, be on the watch for what Iran does, because I think Iran's going to do something absolutely balls out crazy. You know, because I mean, those people are Looney Tunes. I mean, running that country, they are out there, and they're crazy.
See, and I can I give my prediction for this age too?
Yeah, go ahead.
My big thing right now is the land changes that are supposed to happen. I think we're getting closer to the middle of the country, getting some big earthquakes and some major damage along this whole area where they've done fracking.
Yeah, the New Madrid.
New Madrid Salt. New Madrid, whatever it is.
Yeah. Well, yeah, absolutely. My mother.
It feels like even farther up, Illinois, and where there wasn't issues before, you know.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a number of these things. There's been. It's funny, Kathy. I don't know if is Kathy still with us. She might be. Yeah, Kathy's still out there.
Yeah.
Kathy does a lot of regular posting from Kathy's Distant Echoes about a lot of these earthquakes. And there's some thoughts that some of these things are human caused by, some military research.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of good evidence to indicate that there may be something to that. But I also believe that the earth responds to a lot of the negative and positive emotions of people. And there's a lot to support that. And there has been a prodigious increase in the number of earthquakes over the last century from the time we've been measuring them. And it's not that the equipment got any better. It's that the number of earthquakes have indeed increased. And my mother, of all people, I mean, Miss Earthquake Prediction, she is saying, she says major, major, major earthquake off, you know, in the Pacific near California or Oregon. And it will be huge. I mean, she's talking better than eight. So she keeps saying it's coming. And I look at her and go, And I keep asking. I'll ask her again tomorrow morning, and I'm just going to see, because she just says this thing's going to be out there and major damage West Coast.
South of Santa Barbara, like just somewhere near the Channel Islands out there. Yeah, I've been feeling that one too.
I think it's going to be there's going to be activations all over the place. So I would not be surprised.
Yeah,
to see
and
this,
that's the weird thing is that there's getting more and more in the Midwest here.
Yeah, it's funny because at that particular point in the country is where the energy from the two plates on either side of the American plate are pushing in. And that's the fracture zone. That's the place where this has been. All this energy is pent up. And what a lot of people they don't know about, like the Appalachians, for example, the Appalachians are part of another, and I'm trying to remember the whole story behind this, but I don't remember the time frame.
I was very much into it. It was the result of when Pangaea was formed. So they're really, really old.
Well, it was actually a landmass that slammed into the American continent that created mountains that were higher than Everest at one time. And so the Appalachians, as you see them now, are the worn-down remains of these gigantic mountains that were formed, real similar to what you see now over in India, and Pakistan, and up towards China.
Right.
The Himalayas, those huge mountains. Same thing happened here. That's why there's so much mineral resources there, rubies and diamonds and, emeralds and all kinds of strange things that are found there. So that whole collision has left its mark in that center part of the country, this great fault there. And, in the 1850s, actually early 1800s was the New Madrid earthquake series. There was some 8 and magnitude 9 quakes there, and if those happen again at the level that they did back then, with the population center we have now, it will be an utter disaster for the entire United States. You know, so,
another thing would be, and everybody should think about this that might live in the region, Yellowstone.
Yeah.
That's one. Yeah, one great big thing ready to blow. The ground has been lifted 10 inches already from the magma.
Well, it's funny. They've done, I just was watching some of the recent studies on it, and the magma chamber is not full. So it's not like going to be tomorrow that it would
off. No, not tomorrow.
But that's not to say it couldn't, because the thing could suddenly just activate. And they said when it happens with amazing ferocity and suddenness. So,
right.
You know,
and that one does, psychically, that doesn't feel as close as these other events are time-wise.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There.
A super volcano, a lot of people, I mean, they don't realize what a dangerous thing these things are. I mean, the last time, you know, 600,000 years ago when Yellowstone went off, it covered most of the country east of that, you know, of Yellowstone, you know, in literally feet of ash.
Right.
You know, so,
right.
And down south of me here in California, is Mono Lake region is a Long Valley caldera. It's the other super volcano nobody talks about in California.
Okay.
And it blew up about 760,000 years ago. When it did, it put out half the amount of ash that Yellowstone did, but that smaller amount of ash accounted for 250 cubic miles of ash injected into the atmosphere. And it literally put the world in an ice age. So imagine the Yellowstone event at 500 miles of ash, 500 cubic miles of ash in the atmosphere. So,
right.
I mean, it's a big damn deal. If that happened, you can imagine, you know, the chaos that would occur, because anything probably north of, you know, all, you know, getting into Canada and maybe a bit further south, you're in Ice Age territory. You know, so
right.
it's be a major event, and anything down below, you know, in the more temperate regions, it's going to be a lot colder. So, you know, we're going to be doing less ski trips, you know.
Yeah.
Our ways of life would change. And that's the thing is, you know, we've had it pretty good. We haven't been through a major shock, you know.
Yeah, that's how I feel. It's like something is going to finally get everybody's attention.
Yeah, I feel like running. It's funny. I mean, I don't know how many of you are into doing prepping. Now, I've done a little bit of prepping. I'm going to admit it. I've done some things that, you know, and not in reaction to end times. I've been looking at it more from a, you know, what's the kind of events that can happen in my area that are reasonable to prepare for. And you know, big thing in my area, fire. And the ability to get out in a hurry and get away from it is paramount. But the other thing is, you know, I'm in an area where we'll have sudden winter storms and I've had this happen. We've been trapped here for a week at a time. So I have emergency generators. I have two generators. I have a 5 kilowatt and a 1.8 kilowatt. And I've got all sorts of you know, foods and different supplies that will keep me going for a minimum of 3 weeks. You know, and that's pretty reasonable. So, you know, is that overreacting and, you know, and being afraid of, you know, what might happen? Yeah, something big can happen, and I'm not going to be able to go for, you know, a year. But, you know, some of these guys that are going out for a whole year or 2 or 3 years worth of supplies, and they're preparing for germ warfare and this and that, you know, if it's going to happen, we're screwed.
Right, right.
Yep.
And if you're that afraid of death,
that's kind
of
how I feel, because I don't have the resources to, you know, plan like that or to start stocking supplies. But what I do feel very much is that we'll be guided to the safest place.
I think that people are going to. You know, because number one of the we have the internet. We have amazing ability to communicate more than we ever did as a species before. So we will have not only just in the physical world, you know, the communications we have, but we'll also have the paranormal and spiritual stuff. And the people who are kind of aware and kind of feel it coming ahead of time, there'll be a mix of all that. You know, the real benefit from the prepping and the people and some of the fear going on, you know, and the extreme end of it, I'm not in agreement with, but what I'm seeing, like there's a series on that shows preppers and it shows all these different folks and some of them are going to really extreme, but it's good to see that, you know, it's good to see all the, you know, and I've had some things I've learned and went, oh, you know, I would do that a little differently. And I'm going to incorporate that. That's a good idea. You know, so, I mean, there's things that I have, you know, in my car that at a moment's notice in my, on the back of my Mustang, I've got, you know, 4 days worth of food. You know, I've got dried
food. See, you're doing it without the fear. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing it more out of, it's interesting to me. And just for fun, we're doing actually a little fun thing we're doing is I've gotten into how do I start fires with, you know, for warmth. If I'm out on the road, what do I have available to start fires? Well, I've got now always on me in the car or in my pocket even. I have Swedish fire steel, which I use. I can take a Swedish fire steel and a little bit of tinder, and I can start a fire in about 3 minutes. You know, and even if it's dead wet outside, as long as I've got a little dry tinder someplace, I can start a fire. And I'm better off than 98% of folks because I've got this Swedish fire steel in my pocket. I also have like a little multi-tool and some little screwdriver set and I've got in my pocket. I'm totally equipped. You know, I've got some survival stuff in my pocket. But back of the car, you know, I've got something that, you know, if there's a storm or there's something that prevents me from getting home, I even have a sleeping bag sitting back there. So, you know, and I've had to use it. I literally have had to use that. You know, I found myself in positions where I've had to stay warm because I couldn't get home, you know, so I just crashed out in the car. Hey, it worked, you know. So, I mean, that's all I'm saying is, you know, take a look at your situation, folks, wherever you're at, you know, in the United States or out there in the world, and think about the disaster that could hit your area and kind of tune your response to that. And have a meeting, you know, some of the common sense stuff is talk with your family and have a meeting point. Where if something you were to go wrong, let's say there's a fire in your area, where is your family all going to meet? You know, let's say somebody forgets their cell phone. Somebody is, you know, you don't know where somebody's at. Internet services are down. Cell phones are down. You know, there's been an earthquake. What are you going to do? Well, you're going to have that central point where you're all going to meet, you know, and if everybody knows that, you know, you're pretty much good to go. You can get everybody in a reasonable time in the same area. You know, and if something occurs, do we have another troll out there? Yeah, what's the name of that, Kathy? Spooky Ghost Man. Okay, I got that. I'm gonna record that guy, Ghost Man, and the other guy's Ghost. Okay, they're gonna get kicked. So, where is this Ghost guy? Spooky. Oh, he's getting kicked. Bye. God, I love kicking these guys. This is fun. And God, I get to kick butt. Is it Ghost Hunter 18 or is it just Ghost?
Yeah.
Ghost Hunter 18.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'll be sending this to John Sweet. So we'll kick this guy too. God, I love kicking these guys. It's so much fun. And I mean, I'm not mad at them. I mean, there's no point getting mad. I mean, they're being what they are. But. Have a great day, guys, and Merry Christmas to all of you trolls out there.
Yeah, Debbie told me to bring my frying pan.
Yeah, we need a frying pan. Yeah, we'll let loose some of the ladies with frying
Come
pans
on.
Here.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got a caller out there who's been kind of. We're gonna, you know, we'll just keep everybody on. But I'm gonna bring a 727 in, and I think I know who that is. I think it might be Florida Christie. Hello.
Hi, John. It's me.
Hi, me. John. Hi, Christine.
Hi. Yeah, it's Christine from Florida. I was wanting to tell you about my automatic writing that I was telling you about.
Yeah, tell us. What's going on with that?
Yeah, well, you know, I haven't been feeling too well. At least I think you know that from Facebook, from my messages and kind of disappearing and everything. But I had about 3 weeks ago, I've been going through a hard time, and people who know me, they know that I lost my son about a little over 2 years now. It's been a traumatic event, and I'm really struggling through it, but I'm getting there. And about a month ago, I thought maybe I should go away, you know, for a little while with my sisters because I was really stressing my family here out. So I tried to go away, and I went into what was starting to scare me because I'm a nurse, and although I can't work, I am a nurse, and I had the experience, and I was understanding in my own body what was happening. And as best as what I can think of it, is it was more like a neuroleptic malignant syndrome kind of a thing. And you probably understand that, you know, maybe a little bit. But this is what I was feeling because I was feeling totally out of myself. And I was like, this is not me. I'm not crazy. I'm not Looney Tune, you know, but I was acting it, you know. And I was like, this isn't right. And I just don't feel like, you know, I was with my sister in on the other side of Florida in Ocala. And I was like, I have to get home. And I kept bugging her, take me home, take me home, take me home. And finally I get home, and it took me like 4 days to get back to myself to where I could even speak. I was talking backwards. I couldn't write.
What?
I couldn't type. I couldn't think. No, it was awful. I was very scared. I thought I had a stroke. So that's the best I could think, is it was the medications, maybe like I was saying, the neuroleptic malignant syndrome caused by the medications that they gave me to help with my, you know, with my thinking because of my son.
Right.
You know, those medications can really do a lot of stuff to you, and when you're on them for a long time, they can really mess with your head. So I do warn people about things, but follow your doctor's advice, obviously. But anyway, I weaned myself off those medications, which I wouldn't advise that to anybody, but that's what I did for myself, because I felt that I needed to do something. I needed to take control of my life because I felt it spiraling really bad. And I knew it was not good. And like I said, I couldn't talk. The words that were coming out of my mouth were like gibberish. People would look at me like, are you serious? I was literally walking backwards. I was walking with a four. I normally have a cane, but this time I had to use a four-like claw cane. And then somebody walking on the other side of me, and I still had the tendency to walk backwards. Now, I haven't been laying in, I know, and wasn't laying in bed. You know, normally patients that are laying in bed, they'll tend to walk backwards or lean backwards. That's not what was happening with me. I wasn't in bed. I was upright. I was mobile. I was moving. And then all these things started happening to me. So as I started to come around and I was able to, like, kind of get, like, the grips, and I was able to type, and my words were matching what I was actually writing. I woke up one morning, I heard this awful, awful noise, John, in my room, and it was like, I would have to say it almost sounded like this big scratching across the floor. And it woke me up, and I thought, what the heck is that? And it scared the daylights out of me, and it gave me these chills. Like, you know when you're a child and you just wanted to wrap the blankets around you and just kind of hide underneath there? You know?
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not doing that. I'm going to go see what that was. And I searched my home, and I didn't find anything. So I got back in the bed, and I'm like, well, I can't wake up my family. I've already been stressing them out this whole week, you know, and longer. And I'm like, I can't wake him up yet. So I finally hear, you know, the grandfather clock started chiming about a month ago out of the middle of nowhere. Remember, I think I told you that? That
yeah,
thing's
I
still
that.
Going. That thing's still going. So it chimes 6:45. I'm like, okay, close. It's getting close where I can finally wake up my family. And here I am about ready to have this panic attack because I still don't know what this noise was. So it comes to be about 7 o'clock, so I drag my butt to the shower because I'm like, I don't want to go into a panic attack before I can even wake up my family. And I'm like, what is this noise, you know? So something in the shower got me, and they said, write. And I'm like, okay. So I turn off the shower, and I go out, and I start writing, and I've never done this before. And I wrote as fast as I could, and I've never done it. And it actually, I wish I could send it to you. I cannot find it. but it actually made perfect sense. And I think what's happening is I'm waking up. You know, I had oppressed so many things. And I think that all the things that I was going through are not craziness or bipolar or any kind of thing. I think that I'm actually waking. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know, to myself.
I understand that, yeah.
And I think that that's what it is. And I don't know, you know, because I saw things when I was a child, and I used to hear things, and I've turned them off because my family said, you know, stop it, you're driving us crazy, you know. So I think that's what's going on. But this automatic writing was so intense, but it pulled me through. But I don't know really how to explain it. All I can say is just that it just said, you know, it explained everything that I had been going through. And then by the end, it said, basically it was saying, do something or don't do anything, more like a react act or react kind of a thing. Do you understand what I mean when I say it that way?
Yeah.
Like, by doing it, don't do it, either react to it or don't react to it. You know, which should I do? But I have to do something. So that's pretty much at the point where I'm at. And I don't know if I made any sense in what I just said to you. But it's hard to explain the emotion that you got when you first kind of, when you go through that. I know it was automatic writing, and I've never done it before, and I don't know if you do that. But it was so intense.
Now, for the audience, some of you are asking in the chat about what automatic writing is. And it's basically the ability. Now, I'm hearing my voice come back to me. Has somebody got a speaker on? Have you got your speaker on?
You're echoing.
Not me.
I don't have a speaker on.
Not me either.
All right. I've got my... Let me see if that takes care of it.
That drives me crazy, though.
You're talking to yourself, John.
Yeah, I hate that. Cause, you know, what's funny is I made I changed it so my board is repaired, and I turned off all the echoing, so it's driving me batty. So what I'll do is I'll talk a little bit about it and then take the headphones so I'm not doing it so much.
Okay.
But automatic writing is the ability. I'm going to put the headphones on. Automatic writing is the ability to of people to be able to just kind of connect with their subconscious and be able to link the subconscious with whichever hand they use. A lot of times people use the non-dominant hand to do the writing. And what ends up happening is a spirit will actually interact or partially merge with you. And it's a form of mediumship, really. And it's the ability of that that spirit to come through and take control. And you're literally channeling with their writing. And so it's John's voice is melting.
melting.
I'm milking everybody. But, you know, the thing with the automatic writing, though, is it's the ability to put these meaningful messages out that generally are meaningful to the person doing the writing. You know, they'll kind of snap out of it. They're usually in a meditative state, or they kind of step out of themselves a little bit. And when they read it, they're shocked, you know, because there's so much truth in what's going on. So it's really neat stuff. And when people do that, it's one of a number of steps in your progression to going on to other things. Some people stop at that and just do automatic writing. A lot of times it's kind of the next step on the route to mediumship, you know. So I've never done it. I played around with it when I was very young. And I never could quite get it to work for me. But I was already doing essentially reading when I was, you know, a young teen. So by the time I read about it, I was looking at it and went, well, this isn't working for me because I'm doing this other stuff. And so it's, in your case, I think it's a progression. You are waking up. Those abilities are coming back. You're giving them permission to emerge. Just go with the flow and do what you feel is the right thing. And read, 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 and talk to everybody you can. And then try things.
Yeah, it was pretty intense. And like I said, I wish I could just kind of explain it a little bit more, but it's kind of just hard to explain. It's something that I think you just have to feel. But I just wished that at the time that it happened to me, I could share it with somebody who understood. But I was still in a state where I really wasn't even able to speak, you know. And like I said, I was in a time where I wasn't even able to hardly write. So it was weird that I was actually writing because I was in that neuroleptic kind of a state. And if anybody doesn't even understand that, you know, if you looked it up and you saw that neuroleptic state, you'd understand. You'd be like, well, how the heck did she even write? You know, I don't even know how I did it. In the state that I was in.
You're in really good company. Let's put it that way. There are a lot of people out there that have this ability where they'll have these things happen when there's been a medical event.
Mm-hmm.
For example, my father, when my father had his stroke, we started having very strange events around him, and we started realizing that some of it was actually him. And there was one time in February of 2009, it was the middle of the day. I'm sitting there looking at him, talking to him. I'm not expecting anything. And the next thing I know is I look up and there's an entity next to him. And, I mean, it came through the wall. And I'm looking right at this thing, and it sits there, gives me a toothy grin, and then backs out. Now, this thing looked kind of like, you know, Casper the Friendly Ghost, you know, mm-hmm. with the three ghosts, the adult ghosts that hung out with him. This thing looked like one of them, and it backed off, and I'm sitting there thinking, what in the hell is this? And as Dad's illness progressed, we started noticing more things around him. Now, part of it was actual spiritual energy and other side spirits that were coming through. Some of it was actually caused by him, and it's the result of, you know, his brain damage and the things that were going on. In your case, you had a condition going on, and it opened up and kicked off certain circuits. That would be my guess, that it's activating parts of your brain that weren't active before. And that's not entirely a bad thing. I'm actually a recovered aphasic, and aphasia is a lot of people who have strokes end up with aphasia. I have induced aphasia because I was injured at birth, and I'm actually a fully recovered aphasic, which are fairly rare.
Well, you talk very well.
I had the good fortune of having a research neurosurgeon for a grandfather, and he put me on a custom program, and he died long before my program completed. But I went through about 14 years of therapy, you know, so it made all the difference. But I've always believed that, when something bad happens to you neurologically, you know, or some injury in your life or some terrible thing happens, what God takes away in one place, he gives in another.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello? Is that
Hello? John?
Or Nancy?
Yeah?
This is Nancy. I am Nancy. I have to think about it.
So, what was that?
Okay. I don't know. Maybe she wants to say something. Maybe we talked too long.
Nancy? Nancy, come in, Nancy. Nancy, come in. This is your host. Oh, we lost Nancy. I'm going to be watching.
Where did she go?
She burst into flames, and that was the end of that. We lost her again.
All right. One more thing before I go is all these things coming and going out of your wall, John. I don't know if I want to come over ever. You know, you got them turning around saying goodbye and saying hello to so-and-so. And
I live on a haunted ranch, and I'm so used to stuff that happens here. It's not even a big deal to me anymore. I mean, I've had stuff. I've been grabbed here at the house. I've had stuff yell in my ear. As a clairaudient, I've heard them yelling at me. I've had them be very tender to me. And there's some spirits here who are just wonderful. Here, I think we've got her back.
Okay.
Is the reincarnation of Nancy here?
Yes. Skype is kicking me off a lot. And I have an echo.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I theoretically have the board completely clear of this, so I think it's Blog Talk, because it's not my board. It wasn't doing it before.
It's not my board because I don't have a board.
You know what? I'll tell you what. Christy, I'm going to do something. I'm going to briefly put you on hold and see if this goes away.
Yep, you do that. Okay, bye.
All right. Okay, so I've got her on hold. Now, Nancy, are you there?
Yes.
There's no more. It's her line. There's something with that line that's doing that.
It's been hacked.
Yeah, there's something going on. So I'm going to bring her back. So
now
it's
you're
definitely asking. Christy,
it's my phone. It's
your
my phone. I'm the culprit.
You're
your
the
phone
culprit.
Got
oh,
a
man.
Ghost in it. Got
oh,
a ghost
man.
In your phone.
I'm sorry, people. It's okay. Put me on mute anyway. I was done talking. I'm lucky I got that far.
Did great.
All right.
And it's
gone
now.
Care.
You know what? I got rid
what?
Of that. Oh, it's back. It's already back.
It's back. Just hang me up. Just hang me up. I'll listen.
All right.
Bye.
All right. We'll just
bye,
put you out of order.
Bye,
bye, Christy. All right. And this is Soulstream. I'm just going to take a station identification break. We got 44 minutes left in the show. Let's see. We're going to take a moment. I need to get some water because my throat is just about ready to give out, and I need to stand and stretch. So play a little bit of music and be right back. And if you want to call in and share some things with about paranormal events or whatever, give us a call here at 646-478-0377. This is Soulstream on blogtalkradio.com. We'll be back in 2 minutes, 28 seconds.
Yo, small tuna fish, I'm one big.
This is a shot sale.
Here we go again.
Live from our studios in Shingle Springs, California, you're listening to Soulstream on blogtalkradio.com.
Yo, Christina, Missy, how about we have a little oscillation fun up in this joint?
I just happen to have on my desk here in Studio B a book of mine on chaos theory, and it's I've got a there is like strange noise going on. I think I have a co-host who's making rattling noises.
That was me. That was me.
She's trying to find a warm place. She needs body heat, my friends. We need to press together.
Well, I did turn the furnace on after a while. Jesus.
Oh my God. You're making a funny noise. Are you?
Anyway.
What are you doing? I can't hear him either. Is he is hurting? Are you hurting yourself? Are you in pain? Oh, jeez. I think something broke. No, he's not breathing anymore. He's now sounding like a haunted house. Is he choking? Hang on. Let me smack him with a frying pan. Kabong!
Yeah.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. Can you hear me?
No, you're funny. You just sound like you're talking in an echo room. And you're cutting in and out. Now you're not talking at all. Could it be your Skype, maybe? Maybe he can't hear us. Well, I will just type it in. He's breathing? I don't know. Okay, what are we talking about here? John was talking about how far that our technology had come. And I heard something, and you guys let me know if you heard. I heard this on Facebook, and let me know if you remember hearing anything like this. Everybody was worried about Iran dropping a bomb on us. I read something that said that, yes, they were ready to, but their nuclear site, whatever, that produced everything, was their computer system had been hacked into, and they couldn't control it. So that's it. No, I can't pick up calls. I can't do anything. I'm far away. Well, if we did that to Iran, we can do that to China. Well, I just thought that was really ingenious, because if you stop and you think about it, they could take care of business without anybody getting hurt. But then again, you know, what does that say for everybody else and for the rest of the world? You know, it just kind of sets an example. Somebody can do it, everybody else can. I mean, you don't have to have... Yes, you're having troubles with Skype. I'm sorry. Chris was right. She's very analytical. No one listens to me, Chris says, but I listen to you. I listen to Chris because I'm always commenting on how analytical she is. Isn't that right, Kathy? No, Nancy has no connection to the board. The Ouija board, but not the board. John, unmute someone so she can talk to someone. John, I'm only over here, okay? Can you fix it so somebody else can talk to me? Well, why don't you play a song? Maybe we'll hear that. Okay, yes. He is probably putting up more Christmas lights, and he probably can't hear because he probably fell down and knocked himself out again. Sing, Nancy. Oh, God, no. You don't want me to sing. Now, if Debbie was on here, she's off now. But if she was on, she could sing because she has a wonderful voice. God,
I will go to McDonald's. They have a bomb shelter in the basement and has chicken McNuggets. Okay, everybody keep the chat going, and I'll keep reading it. You know the government? I don't want to know the government. Okay, anybody want to hear this new idea I have? Okay. This is something that I have just kind of like, I have noticed this because I notice patterns. Okay, we have this global economic problem. There's no money. All the countries all over the world are having financial problems, right? Okay. Now, has anybody ever heard of the Bilderberg Council, that it meets once a year someplace in the world, and all the heads of state, all the Fortune 500 people, all these top finance, C-level people from all these financial companies meet. And it's very secretive stuff. Are you there?
Yeah, I just got in on the desktop phone, and I'm having a hell of a time with Skype. It just dropped. I mean, but I have two different accounts with Skype, and it's really weird. I mean, I think Skype's had an event of some sort because it just dropped me like a rock.
It was like a solar flare because they kicked me off three times. But anyway, I'm glad you're back because I was running out of words.
Well, I'm trying to get the computer to dial in, and it's just not working. I mean, I just think Skype's had a strange event go on. It's just not getting through. So I'm just going to finish the show out on the backup phone. That's why we have this. That's why I have two accounts. So one time, curious. You don't need to worry about that. I was paying attention. And I did try to unmute that, but it's just not letting me. It's not letting me unmute. So I'm having a wonderful time with the show tonight with different things, and this is just part of the deal. So yeah, I was paying attention. I tried.
I'm gonna reload
this page and see, because I tried to get that 918 to go, and it wouldn't do it. And so I don't know if we've had like a network event or something. Just really. Something really went crazy. It just will not dial. I'm trying to get the regular.
I have to thank everybody in chat for putting up with me, and they were very encouraging and gave me all kinds of tips, and they were very nice. And thank you guys. You're just wonderful folks. Ta-da!
Yeah, and I just got in on the client. So I'm waiting for that to show up. Hang on.
You have a client.
Reload my board. Well, I'm trying to get the thing to come back. I mean, am I still on?
Yeah, I still hear you.
Okay. My host board is, I mean, everything just went south. I mean, I apologize, folks. This is it's been a challenging night. We've had trolls. We've had all kinds of fun stuff going on. But I'm trying to get the studio board to come back up so I can let myself back in. Let me see if this works. Hang on just a sec.
Oh, God. Can you hear
me right now?
What?
Can you hear me right now?
It sounds like you've got your mic buried under a pillow.
Okay. Here it is. All right. How about that? That little
now
better?
That is good.
All right. I apologize. I had something happened on the network that just tore up my the whole control board went south. The entire Skype just went south. I mean, what's that?
Karen Kinsella saying, "Come to the light, John. It's not your fault. Come to the light. Come to the light."
And this is proof that there is reincarnation. Well, I'm desperately punching things. And, you know, Chris, honestly, I did try to help Nancy. I'm sitting there going, okay, I'll hit that. Well, it ain't working. Well, this sucks. So what do I do now? And so, Yes, I was paying attention, my Canadian friend. I was paying attention. What are you going to do about it now? So anyway, oh no.
Everything's happening because of the Bilderberg Conference.
That's right. Those damn people are paying attention to me.
Are you losing your voice?
No.
Now you're sounding funny again.
It's about to happen again, isn't it? You can hear the music in the background, right?
Yeah.
All right. Let me kick these.
Should I go to hear the music?
I have these clocks in my place, and the cuckoo clock's about ready to go off now, too. It's 11 o'clock, so the cuckoo clock's going to go off. Let me see if this sounds a little better. I'm trying to get the mic back up here. So how about that? Is that a little better?
Okay.
All right. So anyway, before I got so rudely... Here goes the cuckoo clock. I've got to do something about it. I normally don't broadcast out of here. This is my alternate studio, so it's actually my other office, and it's like strange things happen in here. So anyway, and it's actually off right now. It's registered 2 o'clock in the morning, so I know it's not that. But anyway, thanks, everybody, for being patient while we had our fun little event here with the network going crazy. But God knows what's happening out there. It could be snowing. It could be weather conditions are getting bad. I don't know. I can't see out in the dark, so I don't know what's going on. But anyway, interesting stuff with the whole talk about automatic writing. Am I breaking up again?
You were a little bit.
All right, so I'm going to. I'm trying to see if there's anything on my system here. Yeah, it seems to be.
Now you're good.
I'm just going to see if there's anything. I'm trying to make sure my system isn't running anything that is taking up resources, because I've got. I'm going to close that down. I'm just making sure that there's nothing that. What on the broadcast computers, normally when I'm in Studio A, I have actually dedicated computers that do they're specially tuned for this kind of work. And I'm on my alternate system, which kind of does it all. And so I take up a little more CPU than I'd like while I'm running the broadcast stream. So it's a little weird tonight, but, we'll get through this. So anyway, we were talking about automatic writing and the stuff that happens. And Christy, they're in Florida. These things happen when you have some sort of medical event. It's real common for medical events to kick people off psychically and kick them off into different directions. That they'll suddenly start developing in new ways. So. I don't know. It sounded like she had some sort of, it's almost like a stroke. My father had trouble with directions and would do things that were really out of sequence. And then he was having, all these psychic things happening around him. Although he didn't really see much of it himself. We saw it around him. It wasn't until what was satisfying to me was he finally had his first ghost sighting about a month before he passed. I came home from work and opened the door, and Mom grabbed me and said, "He saw his first ghost." I went, "Say what?" And I went in to see him, and I said, "So, Papa, what did you see?" And he goes, "I saw a man." And I go, "Where?" And he goes, "In the living room." And it sounded like my grandfather, who had, and a lot of our folks had been showing up from the other side to check in on him, because they knew he was getting ready to cross. And so he was very, and he was a little scared. I had to reassure him it wasn't anything bad, So, anyway, I'm just kind of going on and on here. A little freaked out from the show stuff going on. Weird night.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, but, and again, anybody wants to call in, we still got, 26 minutes remaining. So feel free to call in if you have questions or anything like that. But it's good to be back in the chair, even with all the challenges tonight. I mean, trying to jump off the steps and break myself.
maybe that was like part of the shift. You know what I mean? Maybe that was like an energy that was just kind of like giving you a shove.
Well, actually, it's funny. My mother was telling me about 3 years ago. I just found this out. She had not told me this. She had come in here to turn on the, in this studio, she came in. This is where I actually used to live. This it's a single room flat. And she had come in to turn on, it was summertime, and she came in to turn on the air conditioner before I got home. And was going back up to the main ranch house. And she was shoved so hard she was knocked down by an invisible entity. And I was not surprised to hear that, because here at this place, I'd had a number of different events over time. And we've got these two ghosts that hang out down in the lower part of, you know, in the north part of our yard, who are kind of jokers. And they are a little bit dangerous. And they can do things. And I've kind of learned to, you know, I've done some things to make sure they don't get in. But it was when she walked outside, she got hit. And They've tried to scare me. They've tried to mess with me. And I finally got to the point where it was like, you know, you guys are a bunch of idiots. Just stay away from me. So, you know, but to hear that they actually went after my mother, you know, I was surprised, and yet I wasn't, you know. And it was exactly the kind of thing that would happen, you know, outside, because I'd taken precautions to protect the inside of the place. Mm-hmm. And see you later. See ya. Have a good night. And Kathy, thanks for staying with us, Kathy, out there. Appreciate you being here for the show. It's good to see all my dear friends out here tonight with us. You know, I got a lot of, oh, Heavenly Heathen is here. Hi there.
Yes.
And, yeah, Jennifer's Journey. I don't remember that person before, but hi, Jennifer. Good to see you here. You know, we got, who else do we have here? You got Castle's out there. I see you. Boo Boo. Hey, Boo Boo. Mr. Ranger. And Amy Kavanaugh. Hey, Boo Boo. Let's get up here in that basket. 918 Waves. 918 Waves. Is she like.
That's Heavenly Heathen. She's waving at you.
Really?
Yeah.
See if the control board works now. Heavenly Heathen, are you there? She's not answering. I put 918 on, but I don't think she's going to. I don't think she's going to talk.
Oh, I'm here. I just was muted.
Hello. Oh, okay. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Deb.
Hi, Nancy.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I was trying to keep you going there, girlfriend.
I appreciate it.
And I have to thank you, you know, for sticking with it when I got knocked out of the running. I totally forgot about that. So, Nancy, thank you for being a trooper.
Well, I really was flying by the seat of my pants, let me tell you, because I was just following everybody else's cues in here. Keep talking.
she did great. Well, I got to tell you, I had one question answered already.
What was that?
You know how, well, maybe you don't remember, but from the very beginning, when I started coming to your show, I'd say you moved the lamp, didn't you? Or, you know, is it this way or that way or whatever? And you'd answer me. Well, tonight I come in and I get flashes and stuff, and I says, oh, he moved the lamp again. And I'm going, no, that doesn't quite seem right. It's different. And then you said you're not in the regular studio.
This is about the lamp? Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. I still get the flashes about the lamp. I used to get the table and the desk and everything. And tonight it was like, okay, the lighting's different again.
Actually, it is. I was in here today. I was out today when I was kind of reactivating everything. Because I have not been in here for quite some time. I did a show in here with Kathy briefly on her show as one of the calling guests in November. I think I came in here and I kicked things off. And when I was in here this morning, I was moving some of the lights around. So you actually hit that right on the money. I had to take one to the well house because it's hitting in the between the low teens to the mid-20s at night. And it's at the point where I had to put a 60-watt lamp on the well house, you know, pipes to keep them warm at night, to keep the well house just above freezing so it doesn't, you know, my pipes don't freeze. So I was in here, I pulled one of the lamps out, took that up, and then I moved some things around. So, yeah, you exactly got that right. That's good. That's good. It's like I've got my own monitor watching over me. I just got to look over my shoulder and just, you know, say, hey, Deb.
Yeah, it was ever since you did the first EVP with my dad. And then, you know, I said, well, Dad, you know, dealt with the Parkinson's and then Mom with Alzheimer's and everything. And I says, you know, I'll just have Dad keep an eye out and give you a hand with your dad. And it's like ever since. I come into your chat room, I get a flash of the studio in my head.
Well, it's funny.
I'll put that down if you want me to.
Oh, no, don't worry about it. You know, actually, I like that kind of thing because it shows how, you know, different human abilities work. It's absolutely, you know, some people are actually able to see real time into what other people are doing. You know, my mother has that gift. She can see things, especially when people are having a little bit of trouble. She'll kind of key in and she'll know who's about to call. And she'll kind of know how people are doing. And she'll, you know, and when she says there's somebody having a problem, you call, you check them, and sure enough, they're having a problem. So, you know, that's absolutely, feel free to, you know, because if you see me laying on the ground, writhing in pain, you know, probably a good time to call 911. Because it's probably, I'm probably laying there falling off
my step. I tripped down the steps and then found out on Facebook that you had just fallen down the steps. So, yeah, we got to watch that.
Who did you said you fell down the steps?
Yeah, I tripped down my stuff. I didn't get hurt. It's just more that, you know, jerk and twist and, you know, land hard, but I didn't get hurt. But, yeah. And I come in and looked on Facebook and saw where you had fallen, too.
Actually,
so
I got up and I after 5 minutes and I kind of walked it out and I finished doing what I was doing and I thought, you know, oh, I got away with it. I'm having no trouble. And now my left knee is a little bit bigger than normal. And my hand on my left hand, I'm left-handed and my left hand, I got a cut on it from it. And I've got, I hit with the palm of my hand and it's all sore, you know? So, I mean, I really took a wallop on that one. I mean, I normally don't complain, but it was like, ow, this really, I hit myself hard. I mean, when you go 3 feet and you actually are diving to, so you can not get hurt worse, you know, I mean, it was like one of those instant calculations. Okay, if I fall flat where I'm at, I'm going to break my leg, and that's about the way it was going to go. Or I leap out and I just really get, you know, I get a nice big bruise. I'll take the bruise, thank you. I don't do
the
broken bones.
Is better. Rub a cold egg on it.
What was that?
A cold egg?
Yep. Rub a cold egg on it. You know, just keep rubbing it over the spot until the egg's warm, you know, warmer.
Oh, no,
and
cook
get
it.
Get a different cold air. It'll take the bruise out. Either that or preparation H, but, you know.
I'll take the egg.
That's what I thought.
I think what we ought to do is we ought to just wrap him in some kind of Nerf bodysuit. So if he happens to fall, he'll just bounce right back up again, and he won't get hurt. So that is my thought for the day, John.
If I thought that would work, I'd make me one tomorrow.
Actually, I'll just take Nancy, you know, sitting next to me. We'll use body heat to keep each other warm. So
you don't need heat. You need cold.
Yeah,
need
I do. I do need to stay warm. And so do you. You said you were cold.
I turned the heat on, John. I keep trying to tell you. You don't want to listen to me. I turned the heat on.
I'm counting on you to turn the heat on. So. So
oh my God! That fall hurt you really bad, huh?
Yeah.
Oh jeez!
You know, you're blushing. I know that.
Who, me? No, I don't think
God.
So.
Well, I'll tell you, it's been a fun show. I mean, we've had just about everything that can try to derail the show go on, and we're still here. I've had trolls. I've had strange problems with the gear, and we're still here. While I was at it, I redid the whole network last week for the house, and that's, I think that's part of my trouble. So I'm gonna have to check things later to see if that might have, you know, the way I reset things up might have done some of this tonight. I got to look at the logs and see what happened to us, because man, that was weird. I just like went away. Everything dropped. So I don't know. But, you know, tomorrow, I'll talk a little bit about tomorrow. We got Scott Wise is going to be with us. We're going to be talking about paranormal everything. And I don't know what cases he's been working on. I got to pull my email down and load up the EVPs he sent me and see if he's got any photo evidence. But looks like some of the folks are having to refresh. So, yeah,
Scott.
If everybody re- yeah,
Scott
so
lost sound.
Scott lost sound. It's like a weird, there's some weird stuff going on out there with Blog Talk and networks. And, okay, Florida Christie has sound. Everybody got sound?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, so.
I don't know.
So, anyway, Scott's going to be on tomorrow, and we'll be having him in to talk about all his wonderful stuff that they've been doing with GASP. An interesting fellow, makes his own beer, and he goes on some very interesting cases. And they're based out of, I think, Pennsylvania. They've invited me out whenever I can finally kind of free up. I'm going to be doing a tour of basically the East Coast and then work my way back to his area out in Pennsylvania, out to Civil War battlefields out there. And they do some great work out there. He's near one of the famous Civil War battlefields. And so he's Nancy, he said, you know, you're saying stouts are porters. I've got one of the beers he sent me. My mother gave away one of the ones he sent me. He actually sent me some beers, and they were really good. So I'm not sure if he's got like a name for them. That's probably paranormal, probably a paranormal beer.
Well, here's so. I never used to like beer at all. And then I had a taste of a chocolate stout. And it didn't taste chocolatey, but it was very smooth. And that's what I like about the dark beers. They're really, really smooth. And so that's why I was asking. Stouts and porters tend to be a little heavier and a little darker beers.
Yeah, I like a pyramid beer.
So does my daughter.
Yeah, pyramid. I just imagine, like, you're in Egypt.
Of course,
you find
like
yourself near the pyramids. You just go, pyramid. I feel like Cheops, man. Yeah, it's. I
there
feel
you
so
are. This is a sign.
Yeah, except now it's like if you go there, you're going to be taken hostage, you know, because you're American, you know. Okay, you suckers are going to go extinct, and then the next bunch that come in are going to love all their antiquities. Thank you. So anyway.
it's all cyclical.
What is going on? Earthbound Angel is saying, KK, it's saying to take one step at a time. Hold on, I'm picking up something else too. Okay, I'm hearing that you are going to have more effort for something that's coming up. Who's going to have more effort?
She's reading somebody's cards.
Oh, she's reading somebody's cards? Oh, she's
yeah.
reading Brian. Well,
yeah.
Hell, why don't she give us readings? Hell, we give everybody readings.
Well, hell, why didn't you ask?
Why is she
hell?
Giving us readings? She should read Nancy.
Uh-oh. Oh,
Sprite card fell out. Oh, don't nobody look.
If you want one.
We are so teasing you guys. We are so teasing
Bree,
you guys.
Bree has got new cards, and she's really in touch with them, and she's been going right to town with them.
I've been listening to her. She's good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she has a show out? She's got a show going on?
She's been on other people's shows.
Yeah, she's been on as guests. Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I have some really good friends from years ago who are tarot card readers, and they are amazing. And I've never really done much. I've got some decks, you know, and I've done a little bit for myself, and it's really neat to use them. I probably should have some folks on with you know, decks and actually have them do readings for folks, because the stuff they do is amazing.
Some of them are wonderful.
Yeah, and there's all sorts of different decks. I mean, you know, there's like Christy here just said, I like the angel cards. There's the classic, you know, Rider-Waite decks. There's, you know, you go into a metaphysical shop and you just cannot believe the number of decks that these, you know, people have.
Yeah.
And divination systems are just wonderful tools for reading, because they, when in the right hands of somebody who's, you know, sensitive and who's developed their abilities, once they connect with those, they can give amazingly accurate readings. Earthbound Angel says, if you want a reading, I can also send it through Facebook message Nancy, John, or Deb. So we will definitely get that through. And Bright says she's great. So, yeah, we would definitely be – I'd definitely be interested in if any of you out there want to talk about doing a show with us to do some readings with tarot cards, let me know. You know, I'll definitely have you on. Be glad to do it.
I don't, Bree, what kind of cards? Oh, you do use tarot cards, right, huh, Bree? Yep. Okay.
Oh, she does? Okay, good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, got 9 minutes, 15 seconds. I'm just kind of free-forming it right now. We got, actually, I do have a caller. Oh, my God. We've got a caller,
God.
Everybody.
Brace
We've
yourself.
Got one.
That's Bright, or Bree, probably.
Okay, I'm going to bring on 814. 814, you're on Soulstream. What's your name?
Hi, it's Terry. Hi, Deb. Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
Hi, John.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. You don't think Bree's going to call in, do you, that she would have to actually talk?
Well, she calls every now and again. This is John's show. It's magic.
Yeah, well, she's called in, but she's not got her hand up.
Yeah.
And she's probably on Skype.
What? What's her identity?
Pardon me.
Earthbound Angel.
Oh yeah. Well, hell, I'll just put her on.
There you go.
Well, there. Now she's on.
Hey, Bree.
Hi.
We knew your giggle.
See, I knew she was there.
Well, of course you did, Deb. No, a card fell out. Bree and I pulled cards for Chris's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I put my cards away. There was one must have been laying here on the stand. I have a 3-tier stand, and it flew out at me then tonight. And my cards are in a box.
Ooh.
Yeah. And it was the 10 of Wands. And Bree's pretty good at picking stuff up. Bree doesn't need to read her book. Once you give her a question, she'll answer it.
Cool.
She's very good. Bree is very, very good.
How long has
Ask
she been
her
doing
a question,
this?
John.
Yeah. How long, Bree, how long have you been reading cards?
Probably like a few months.
And are you just reading folks for fun right now, or are you planning to take it up a little more professionally?
Just for fun.
Just for fun, kind of like what I do, you know. But it's been so long since I've done anything. I got to pull my deck out and start messing around with it again.
She gets visitors in her house too, mostly Deb's pushy family.
John knows all about my pushy family.
I know he does.
Oh, dear God. Don't get me going. You should see mine. I mean,
I haven't been calling you a lot.
I know.
Well, you have to call it if it's for you, Deb. You have to.
Well, I don't know. I've been sitting here falling off front steps, and you know, you'd think a medium wouldn't be having accidents, but hey.
No, I think we have more, just simply because lots of times we're not sure just which realm we're in at the same time.
That was so weird. I mean, it was like my legs, I wanted to do one thing, and my feet did another, and I ended up stepping when I tried to correct, I ended up stepping on one foot on top of the other, and that's when I pitched forward. and I'm liking it, you know, and you go into this alternate state. Well, while the whole thing's happening, you're computing. Okay, if I do this, I'm going to break this leg. If I kick out, I'm going to. And it was very rational.
I got real good at tuck and roll, John.
At talking what?
Tuck and roll.
Tuck and roll.
You know, tuck and roll, like a somersault.
You know, it's like when you're going to fall, you kind of curl up into a ball and just kind of like fall and then roll.
That actually crossed my mind, but the problem I had is if I tucked into a roll, it would have actually been farther for me. Because I would have gone down harder and it would have broken bones. I mean, it actually was, I looked at it at one point, I midway through the tip, and I finally realized if I just kick, it'll be more like a dive and I could just take it. It could take the force across more surface area of the body, and so that's what I decided to do. I just went with it. There was no choice. I had to do that, and unfortunately, I hit my knee so hard I thought I broke it. You know, and that was pain, man. I saw stars. I hit so hard. You know, I mean, you ever see those stars?
Yes.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
I hit that stars when I hit my head on the door.
Yeah, you know, I saw all the Lucky Charms, you know, moons and hearts and clovers.
Hey, when it gets some, you know, clovers. Yeah.
Yeah, and I was just sitting there going, "Where's my toy surprise? If they're all this, ow!"
they don't do toys anymore.
Oh man,
I was walking through my house really, really fast, and on tile floors, and all of a sudden, the big cat, the 20-pounder, comes shooting out and runs right in front of me, right across the path where I'm going, trips me, and I fall down both knees on the tile. And I thought I was afraid to move. I thought I didn't know if I was ever going to move. And my kid says, "Are you okay, Mom?" And I go, "Just don't touch me. Just don't touch me yet. Just let me kind of think about things for a minute." Ooh, that hurt really bad. I sat down on the floor and cried.
It was funny. My mom, this was about 15 years ago. I was in the house, and I just walked around the corner, and my mother miscued in from our foyer, and there's a step down into the living room, and we live in a big Spanish style ranch house, and she miscued and fell, and I heard a big giant snap, and she had broken her ankle, and she had one of the tendons had torn and kicked back up.
Oh,
and
geez.
And my father literally just ran out, grabbed her, picked her up, and just took her straight to the hospital, and she came back. She ended up having multiple surgeries to correct that. She's got an artificial tendon in there. I mean, the whole thing, it sent chills up my spine. It was so loud when that thing happened. It was just unreal. And I just felt so sorry for her. But, it took two years to get her walking right again. That poor woman's been through it, let me tell you.
That's bad.
Let's see, we got about 2 minutes left here tonight, and I know we're kind of ending on a, you know, it was a fun night tonight, guys. I mean, just kind of weird. Everything that could go wrong did, but we still had a good time, I think.
We had a little bit of everything.
Yeah, so I'll tell you what, we're going to do a show tomorrow with Scott Weiss from GASP, and I'll be on about 8 o'clock Pacific. That'll be 11 Eastern. And,
oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Did we lose him again?
Where'd he go?
John?
Yeah, I'm still here, am I?
Oh, yes, yes. Please be here now.
Okay.
Don't disappear at the last minute. I don't know how to close your show.
Okay. Well, it would just time out. But anyway, I lost track of what I was going to say. But what we'll be on the following Friday. And then I will have Studio A back online by then, and we will be doing a few more shows between then and Christmas and into New Year's. So, because I'll be off work for 2 weeks, as we get paid to be off. So I will be around, and we'll just see you guys then. So that said, before this show goes totally off the air, Nancy, thank you for being on with me. And,
no problem.
For all our callers, thanks for calling in. And Kathy says, John will be my Santa on Christmas Eve. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, I'm going to be on there. I'm going to be doing readings as Santa, I think, on Christmas Eve. So with that said, guys, thanks for being on tonight.
I will send you my Christmas list, Mr. Santa. Oh,
you got it.
Okay.
All right. With that, we're going to end the stream, and this is SoulStream signing off. See you guys tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
Night, you guys. Hello. Thank you. Night, John. Night, everybody.
Hi, John.
Good night.
Night, Nancy.
Good night, hon. Take care.
See you guys later.